Henry and Jesse exchanged a look. Why was the custodian so unfriendly?
"Draper lives right here on the farm," Aunt Jane went on. "He has his own cottage behind the orchard. As you can see, he does a great job of keeping the Victorian gardens looking beautiful."
Draper Mills frowned.
"It won't be long before everything's trampled. It's just a matter of time with so many people coming and going."
Aunt Jane glanced around.
"Actually, it looks very quiet and peaceful today. Almost too quiet. I'm surprised there aren't more visitors."
"Well, I wish there weren't any visitors," grumbled Draper.
Then he turned and walked away.
"I don't think he likes us very much,"
said Benny in a small voice.
"Oh, I'm certain he likes you just fine,"
Aunt Jane assured Benny.
"Draper's just shy around people, and that makes him seem a bit grumpy sometimes. He's been running this farm for years, you know. It'll take time for him to get used to all the changes, now that the farm's open to the public."
Aunt Jane suddenly clicked her tongue.
"Oh, dear."
Violet asked, "What is it, Aunt Jane?"
"I made a picnic lunch for us, but..."
Benny broke in.
"I love picnics!"
"Well, I'm afraid I left the picnic basket in the car, Benny," said Aunt Jane.
As she started to walk away, she said over her shoulder,
"Why don't you wait here? I'll be right back."
While the Aldens waited, Violet couldn't help noticing that the young woman on the porch seemed rather worried. Gwendolyn Corkum kept running her fingers through her long blonde hair and looking around as if she were expecting someone to step out of the house at any moment. And then a small gray-haired man with a mustache did step out of the house.
"Isn't that Carl Mason?" asked Jesse.
Henry nodded.
"Yes, and he doesn't look very happy."
A younger man with a camera appeared seconds later. He had dark brown hair and was wearing sunglasses. The sleeves of his white shirt were rolled up above his elbows, and there was a notebook poking up from the back pocket of his pants. From where they were standing, the Aldens couldn't help overhearing the conversation on the porch.
"I asked Jake North to take some pictures for the Elmford newspaper, Miss Corkum,"
Carl Mason was saying,
"but there isn't a single visitor in sight. I'm afraid we've wasted Mr. North's time today."
"But Mr. Mason, it's..."
The museum curator broke in.
"It's not exactly a beehive of activity around here today, is it? I certainly don't want pictures of an empty farmhouse to appear in the paper."
Mr. Mason sounded upset.
"But what else can be expected without a sign at the entrance? How will anyone know where the farmhouse is located, Miss Corkum?"
"I have no idea what happened to that sign, Mr. Mason," replied the young woman. "It was hanging out front when I arrived."